Okay, so this one is kind of unsettling, to be honest. We're going deep on the discovery of these faulty welds they found on US Navy ships. And it's, way more than just some bad construction. We're working with some pretty alarming articles from the military report on this one.
Yeah, deep is the right word for this because you
Sure.
see faulty welds and you think, oh, okay, this goes way deeper. I mean, we're talking national security, global strategy, even the budget. It's a mess.
No, exactly. And just so everyone's on the same page, we're talking faulty welds found on subs, aircraft carriers, all being built at HII's Newport News shipyard. And this isn't like, oops, got to redo a seam. We're talking full-on criminal investigation.
Right, FBI's involved. You know it's serious. This isn't just a quality control issue anymore. This is a potential national security threat.
And to make it all even worse, you've got Jennifer Boykin, the president of the shipyard, saying these weren't accidents. She's calling them intentional, like the welders knew what they were doing. Non-compliance, she called it.
It's honestly, it's a chilling thought. Okay, mistakes happen, but to know you're doing something wrong, something that could literally sink a ship with sailors on board. That tells you something's wrong. Like maybe they're cutting corners, rushing, not caring about quality. And that, in this industry, that's
Yeah.
terrifying.
Makes you wonder what's going on with the oversight over there. And this isn't even the first time Newport News has had these issues.
Exactly. This isn't their first rodeo, not even close. They've had problems before, which makes you think, is this just a bad apple or is the whole barrel rotten?
Right, so you've got potentially ships that are unsafe, a criminal investigation going on, and a shipyard with a history of messing up. It's a lot.
It really is, because now you have to think, what happens if these ships aren't structurally sound? Sailors' lives are at risk. And then the financial side, the repairs, astronomical. All of that impacts the Navy's readiness, their ability to do their jobs.
And we haven't even touched on what this does to America's image, on the world stage.
Not good. I mean, they're supposed to be this symbol of strength, stability, and then this comes out, makes us look weak. Like, imagine trying to negotiate with someone when you're not even sure if your own house is in order, our adversaries are watching.
It's a scary thought, really. So what can the government even do at this point?
Well, the Assistant Navy Secretary Gurton, he's already announced some immediate actions. More oversight, mandatory audits, that kind of thing. But it does feel like they're playing catch up, trying to fix something that never should have happened in the first place.
It does make you wonder, is this just Newport News or is this a bigger problem? And the House Armed Services Committee, they seem to think it might be. They're demanding a full-blown investigation into the whole defense contracting world.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. I mean, the House Armed Services Committee, they're the watchdog for the entire military, making sure that they've got what they need. For them to get involved like this, they're seeing something that goes way beyond a few bad welds.
Like they're thinking, if this is happening with ships, what else is slipping through the cracks?
Exactly. And that's a question that should worry everyone, not just the military. Because when you look at the big picture, what's happening in the world right now, this whole thing takes on a whole new meaning. That's what's so interesting about those related articles from the military report, actually.
Yeah, the ones about the naval standoff, the new Cold War, it's unnerving to say the least.
It is. And this whole faulty weld thing, it's happening at a time when the Navy is more important than ever. It's
Right.
like we need them to be strong, and now we're finding out they might not be as strong as we thought.
So we're looking at this Navy situation, and it's like two conversations at once, right? You've got these potentially messed up ships and a world that feels like it's getting more and more unstable by the day.
Yeah, and those two things, they're connected. That's the problem.
Sure.
Like, if you look at these articles, dots connected. U.S. Silent Services strategic chess move unfolds in naval standoff, the new Cold War, the naval standoff between giants, even that one. Rusky ships slink home with U.S. Navy on their tails. It's a lot of tension, you know? It's like the
Well, it
Navy's right there on the edge of this global power struggle, and every little thing matters.
it's like we're in a poker game, the stakes are high, and suddenly we realize we might be playing with like half a deck. Not a good feeling.
And those rusky ships, right? What if they're watching this whole thing unfold, seeing this welding mess and thinking, hey, maybe now's the time to push a little harder?
It all comes back to credibility, doesn't it? If our rivals think we're weak, even a little bit, it's like giving them permission to take bigger risks.
Exactly. And those dots connected, that's what gets me. The Navy, it's all about strategy, right? It's the tech, the ships, but it's also the alliances, the global partnerships. If one part of that starts to crumble, the whole thing gets shaky.
And the worst part is, this whole welding thing, it might be a symptom of a much bigger problem. Like, what if this lack of oversight, this disregard for doing things right, what if it's not just Newport News? What if it's everywhere?
100%. That's what the House Armed Services Committee, they're trying to figure that out. This isn't just about ships anymore. It's about the entire system, the one that's supposed to be protecting us.
And we can't forget about the human cost. I mean, there are sailors out there. They're putting their lives on the line, trusting these ships, trusting the people who built them.
Right. It's easy to get lost in the weeds with all this talk about budgets and contracts and whatever. But at the end of the day, lives are at stake. Real people.
It's honestly a lot to process. You know, you go about your life, you trust that these systems are working, that the people in charge are doing their jobs, that someone's got it all figured out. And then something like this happens, and it makes you realize maybe it's not as solid as we thought.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call for sure. We tend to think everything's high-tech, foolproof, but in the end, it still comes down to people. And people make mistakes, we cut corners, we get lazy, and sometimes those mistakes, they've huge consequences.
And the thing is, this isn't some abstract problem, you know, like, oh, the military has a problem. This affects everyone, even if you don't realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Someone has to pay for all this, right? The repairs, the investigations, the extra oversight. That's taxpayer money. And beyond that, there's the national security aspect. A weaker Navy, delays in getting new ships. Those have real-world consequences for all of us.
It's like that crack in the foundation, right? You might not see it, but it's there, weakening the whole structure.
That's a great way to put it. This whole deep dive, it started with some faulty welds, and we ended up talking about global strategy, international relations, the whole nine yards. It just goes to show even the smallest thing can have a ripple effect.
Yeah, and if there's one thing I'm taking away from this, it's that maybe we need to pay more attention, you know, ask more questions, because the world is a lot more fragile, a lot more interconnected than we think.
It definitely gives us all something to think about.
It does. And for anyone listening who wants to go even deeper on this whole thing, check out the Military Report. They've got some great articles, really in-depth stuff that connects us back to everything that's going on in the world right now. But for now, that's it for this deep dive. Until next time, stay informed, stay curious,